This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Chilling with some shutters and hooters. Who you got in your crew? Brothers wanna screw and brew. Miss, tell me what did we do?
Yeah, niggas wanna brew about the language. Why? Cause I grew with the Akis. In the room with the Mac and the Rackis. Yeah, niggas get yap for your package, get yap for your package. Wrong room about this corner. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with a Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yap for your darnars, yap for your darnars.
When we come through, what happened? Niggas step back. Why? Because they see us in the jet lag. And we don't catch feelings, we just catch flights and get jet lag. Go cool your body, we just get stressed. Came through where the G's up. Miss came through smelling a sativa. I'm chilling with some real jagger dealers. And I got more shooters than FIFA.
I like to strap with roars. Sold out bookings and tours. Bookings and tours. I remember days being broke. I was sleeping on my bedroom's floor. That's real.
I remember life was an issue. Tears for the tissue. Your boy's a star now, it's official. She's like, oh, you're that guy that made
niggas ain't the same.
Nah, boo boo, I think you got your rappers in
yeah,
the pickle.
Yeah, niggas wanna brew about the language. Why? Cause I grew with the Akis. In the room with the Mac and the Rackis. Yeah, niggas get yap for your package. Get yap for your package. I'm brew about this color. Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with a Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yap for your darnars. Yap for your darnars.
All I have is notes on me, bro. Lend me a pound. Mister was smelling like ounce. You act up when gal are around. I just grab the gal and bounce. Different girls, different continents. Ugly boy, ain't used to the compliments. Five figures really gave me confidence. Bad for my nigga, what's the consequence? I've had beef and wars. Red for my brothers, of course. New gal on my iPhone 6, old gal on my iPhone 4. I remember life was an issue. Tears for the tissue. Your boy's a star now, it's official. She's like, oh, you're that guy that made
niggas ain't the same.
Nah, boo boo, I think you got your rappers in
yeah, niggas wanna brew about the language. Why? Cause I grew with the Akis. In a room with the Mac and the Rackis. Yeah, niggas get yap for your package. Get yap for your package. I'm brew about this color. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with the Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yap for your darnars. Yap for your darnars.
Brew about this color. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with a Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yap for their darnars. Yap for their darnars. Why? Brew about this color. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars.
I like to strap with roars, sold out bookings and tours.
I've had some beef and wars, with for my brothers, of course.
That's real shit. I remember days being broke, I was sleeping on my bedroom floor.
New gal on my iPhone 6, old gal on my iPhone 4.
Yeah, niggas wanna brew about the language. Why? Cause I grew with the Akis. In a room with the Mac and the Rackis. Yeah, niggas get yap for your package. Get yap for your package. Wrong brew about this color. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with the Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yap for your darnars. Yap for your darnars.
She give the mix it.
Still
and the shotgun the whole summer my cheese.
FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Yeah, we are now
your hump day helpers. That was the legendary Mist and Most Stack duo, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Screw and brew.
You done diddy.
What's going on, guys?
All is well.
Yeah?
Yeah, mate.
Reese? Renzel?
I think I've got BO, and now I'm like, really paranoid.
Cool. So nah.
I haven't. I have just smelled. Someone smells nice in here, though. Someone's wearing a nice fragrance today.
It's me. It's definitely me.
Yeah.
Reese has been staying at my house the past 2 days, and my house constantly smelled like really nice fragrance.
Oh.
Because after his that as well. But after his shower routine, he must pamper yourself with a lot of stuff.
Well, first of all, I moisturise, and my moisturiser is scented. Mm. Then I use antiperspirant deodorant. Mm. Then I use a body spray, and then I apply aftershave.
Ah, it's just that thing. Then he showers.
Then he showers and does it all again.
I'm always really anxious that I smell.
Yeah, me too. Like, and that personal hygiene is literally at the very, 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 very top of my list before I leave the house.
Exactly. So, do you know if I bump into someone and they don't go, oh, you smell nice, then instantly I think I must be genkin.
Got to go back home and start again.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. I have to, someone has to say you smell nice to me.
I just said that. So, all of you, I think, smell nice.
So do you.
Thank you very much.
You do indeed.
Thank you.
Then again, I smell so nice that I can't smell anyone else.
Sometimes I catch a smell of myself and just want to lips myself up. Do you ever get that?
All the time. That's why I masturbate. That's the only reason I masturbate, because I smell so nice.
I'm not even I'm making love to myself.
That's what I'm saying. I'm making love to my hand. Even my hand smells nice. I'm like, fuck. Do you know what I mean? A little bit of lavender gets me going.
I've never made much an effort in terms of like smelling above average. Like, right. I'll make sure I don't smell bad.
Yeah.
But, like, never made more of an effort to, like...
You see me, boy? I'll be late as long as I smell good.
You won't be late.
Well,
never.
Know that.
I'll be late as long as I smell good.
It does definitely has an effect, you know, if you are out and you meet a girl and they smell particularly nice. It definitely ups their game.
Yeah. Does anyone have a particular partner that used to have a smell that sometimes you smell it?
Yeah. Mate. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually crazy.
You can be in the most like random little spot ever, and then go, fuck, that's what my girlfriend smelled like when I was like 12.
Yeah. When I was a teen, I used to do work experience in this designer in a discount designer wear store called Madhouse. It was on Oxford Street.
Yeah, I know Madhouse.
Yeah. I did my work experience there, and there was this girl from I remember she was from like Walthamstow. Her name was Michelle, and she used to wear Versace red jeans. And every time I spend it now, I just keep thinking. She was a bit older than me, but I proper had a massive crush on her. Like, I was work experience and she was working there full time.
Right.
And my God, I literally thought I was in love with this girl. And yeah, I think it was red jeans, or maybe it was yellow. No, it was one of the colours of jeans that Versace produced. Definitely wasn't blue, because I used to wear that quite a lot.
Versace blue jeans is pang as well.
Honestly. And it's always on discount. It's always in the perfume store, so you can get a bottle for like 12 quid.
Do you remember Burberry Weekend?
No,
you weren't road enough. Yo, that was the best. It was around the same. Do you remember when like England smelt of dupe for like 2 years?
Yeah.
It was around that kind of
time. I thought the dupe era was a bit before your time, pal.
No.
Are you serious?
I was heavily into the dupe. I was heavy in the dupe. It was dupe or Sean Paul
Gaultier. Yeah.
Sean Paul Gaultier. Not the Someone goes on him.
John Paul Gaultier. Sorry.
Gaultier.
Sean Paul
Gaultier. And I don't really get how people smell.
In the little blue body shaped bottle.
Yeah.
It was either dupe or that.
Yeah. Or Issey Miyake.
Yeah.
No.
I think Issey Miyake's in this building.
Issey Miyake's still doing bits now though.
Yeah, 100%.
There was an email came around the other day with a parcel for Issey Miyake, and I thought, tell me that is the same guy.
That's
is that in like a Kanye song?
No, but Jean-Paul Gaultier is.
Oh, reminds Issey Miyake. Sounds like it's in.
I can't remember, but I know for a fact Jean-Paul Gaultier is.
I once opened the show for Issey Miyake during Paris Fashion Week.
Opened the show, did you?
Damn fucking. And
get the worst out of the way first.
And I closed it, prick. Whatever.
Damn, fair enough then.
What do you wear now? What are your sense of choice now?
I don't even have one, you know.
Do you know what? I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, yeah? Right about now, Lynx, yeah, are doing this amazing fragrance. Tobacco and...
Oh, mate, I actually know the one.
Yeah, you can get it for like 6 quid in Boots.
What, to smell like a pub?
No, you idiot. Not like, it's like tobacco
and vanilla. Stale ale and tobacco.
Do you know what, though? I went and did this, like, this Levi experience, last year. Levi experience, I say. They just, like, take you around the show and do all this bits and bobs. And they were like, oh, we've actually partnered up with this new, like, smell brand, basically. Mm-hmm. And they didn't tell us who it was, and they were like, made us smell these smells are fucking lovely. And then they're like, who do you think it is? And we're all just like,
Linda McCartney,
like, well, whoever. And then they're like, no, it's Lynx. And
yeah,
we're like,
bro, you'd be
if the name wasn't attached to it,
yeah,
I would have, like,
because I think about it, like, Lynx, if I'm not mistaken, is owned by Fabergé.
I don't know.
I don't know. Abby can research that. I think I'm pretty sure going on to that.
Abby is Jane.
Almost certain. Lynx is owned by Fabergé, and obviously Fabergé as a brand when it comes to fragrances is like a world leader. So it's not surprising that I think I might have lost my virginity because of Lynx.
How
could I then, growing older, just all of a sudden sell Lynx down the river? Unilever. There's one
different company that.
Yeah, I was mistaken there. Lynx is owned by Unilever, but there's someone that's owned by Fabergé. But anyway. If I lost my virginity because of a certain,
why did you say you lost your virginity because of it? Because
I smell fucking good.
And that's, you think that's the only reason you lost
bro,
your virginity?
Bro, don't take it away from yourself. You are sexy. Do you know what I mean? It could have been that.
No, but then I think about it. Yeah, you could meet the sexiest woman. If she smells a BO, is she sexy anymore?
Yo, fam, all these years of smoking's just killed my sense of smell and taste buds. You could smell like whatever, and I'll still be.
No, mine is like literally intact. Mm. I can pick up smells, I think, still quite successfully and effectively, should I say? Yeah, and if a girl was like, you know, amazing,
but
yeah,
just,
and then smelled.
Shower.
Nah, sorry.
Really?
That's not a possibility.
What if it was the hot?
Serena Williams comes up to you after a tennis match.
Yeah,
that's different. Smells. No. I saw her playing tennis.
But no, you didn't watch the game.
She's a tennis player.
She comes back to your yard like after the game, innit? She smells of BO.
Yeah, but she's in her tennis kit, isn't she?
Nah, she's gotten changed, but she doesn't have time to shower.
Fuck off, Harley. Stop shifting the goalposts, mate. She's come straight to mine after playing tennis. She's either going to be in a tennis kit or she's going to be naked.
Amber Rose. Let's try Amber Rose.
Serena Williams your favourite?
Yeah, she's just played tennis, so we have to rule her out of this one, but we know you like Amber Rose.
Amber Rose comes through smelling a BO.
She's just come through from her own house to yours. She's smelling a BO, but she looks
what that proper warm BO that makes you hot when you smell it.
Hot fresh BO. So you're like,
I couldn't
really?
Do it.
Really?
I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Yo,
I think you could.
I don't think I could.
If it was your only ever chance to do it.
It's too offensive.
If Alex Scott walked in my ass after bagging a hat trick for Arsenal, I would definitely not care about the smell.
I don't know
who Alex Scott?
Alex Scott.
Who's that?
That sounds like a male golfer.
Yeah, it is. What?
Who's Alex Scott? It is a footballer. Okay, lady footballer. Okay,
yeah,
she is quite fit,
isn't
it? She is quite
Duggan.
Fit.
Tony Duggan as well. She could.
She played for City.
Is Tony Duggan another woman?
Why
do all female footballers sound like they could be guys by their names? I mean,
probably because
I reckon it's with an I. Harley.
They've been forced to change them due to getting recognised.
Is that her?
Yeah, this one. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, she has got.
It's not very flattering photo. Though, is it?
I was joking.
Do you know what I mean? Has she never done a photo shoot before?
Well, let's shout out Lynx then.
Let's big shout out Lynx.
Tweet Lynx. We'll get some for the show.
Can we also shout out women's football? Because it's actually Nang.
Can I just redact a statement and say that it's actually Brute that's owned by Fabergé?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about names carrying weight, Morga's in today.
He is indeed. He is indeed. And you think his name carried no weight considering his name's Marga.
What does Marga mean?
Skinny.
Skinner.
Got it.
Yeah.
We were discussing this before you guys
entered.
Yeah,
we were.
Apparently, it's a Swedish word and it's actually spelled M-A-G-E-R.
I'm pretty sure it just comes from the word meager.
That, according to Julia.
She's Swedish.
So Julia reckons that West Indian slang, which is what margarita is, comes from Sweden.
Yeah.
Explain who Julia is. It sounds a random Julia. Who's Julia?
I feel like Julia gets
Ali
mentioned
G's
quite a lot.
We don't say who she is. It's like just Julia, is she? She's not the cleaner.
Ali G's girlfriend.
Yes.
That was Julie.
Well, you know, Julia. She might be an American. She might be a woman footballer and have changed.
Was Ali G's girlfriend actually called Julie, or was he just called Midge Uli?
No, her name was Julie.
Midge. It was Midge Uli.
Midge Uli.
Her name was Midge Uli. She was from Tibet.
Or Midju Lee.
Chinese. Part Chinese, yeah. Midju Lee. Brilliant.
Oh, that film, mate. Just.
It's great, isn't it?
I can't. Every time it gets me.
Bitch on a pension suck my dong. That will never leave me.
Be at to batteries,
innit? Mum was trying to save time.
Well, if you want to get in touch, it's Wednesday. We are your Wisdom Wednesday Hump Day Helpers.
Yeah. Nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Isn't it? You can email us at the show at hump@fubarradio.com, or you can tweet to us at Fubar Radio.
But the thing is, I'm not going to lie to you, yeah, Hump will actually be bounced around the world via, because we're so wise, people want to take us out. So this is something I have to disclose to you. The emails don't actually come straight to us. They get kind of sent through like the dark web.
Yeah.
And then bounced off like various satellites. Some are in like Palestine, some are in like,
yeah,
Mars. Far furthest Asia. Some are actually on Mars, and then it gets.
I thought they just had to think it, and because we're so wise, we can pick up on their thought wave.
That too,
and they just come straight into our brain.
That too, and that doesn't make the show confusing at all. Yeah, it's either emails or telepathic.
We got hundreds of people just going, thinking really hard,
just about to type, and then you're just like,
no, I want to give it a go.
Guess what? We haven't got today.
What haven't we got today?
Games.
What?
Yeah, don't only joking. Don't of course play with we me. Have two.
You just played one.
You won. Yeah, we've got games. Of course we have two games coming up.
Do
as
play
always.
Game.
Yeah.
Oh my days! And it's like your birthday. It's your second birthday show
guys.
As well.
Where's my?
We'll bring your
present really shortly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bring it out shortly.
Woo. Just gonna wrap
okay.
it.
Abby, all right. Well, should we get into a tune whilst you go and wrap it? Then
let's do it.
Okay.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes. Like a man.
That's the way love goes.
Can I make a formal complaint?
Yeah. Of course you can.
To who? About to who?
Oh, yeah.
To every week someone comes in during a song and moves my microphone. But they always move it away from me, so then I have to move it back, and then it's off camera again. So can we not just...
We have to be on mic and on camera. There's two requirements.
Spare a thought for Reese.
Yeah, okay. Donate if you'd like to donate. If you want to give out a helpline to donate for you.
Do you know what?
Can I email Hump Day Help?
Do you know what? I identified the biggest first world problem.
What?
That it's the fact that United Kingdom is right at the end of any time you've got to pick your country of residence.
Oh, yeah.
United Kingdom is always at the very end.
That's
Azerbaijan or some shit. I don't even know what's
at the very Azerbaijan's normally at the top. Or Algeria, I suppose, before
Ukraine,
that.
Ukraine.
Yeah. That would be above, just above us,
just
wouldn't
it? Just above us, yeah, we're in Ukraine. But they could flip it.
Natalie's list starts from Ukraine.
I don't know other countries.
Natalie's computers just don't recognise any other
Ukraine
countries.
Ukraine in here, and that's it. That's the only countries I'm aware of, actually. Let's get into some
stories and see if we can help some members of the general public and by giving some advice. This is Hump Day.
Yeah.
This is Wednesday, should I say, aka Hump Day. We are your Wednesday wisdom givers and your Hump Day helpers. And we'll get into this one. A 98-year-old grandmother. There isn't really much advice we can give this lady.
Good advice. Cheerful stuff.
Well, to be honest, she's filled her lifelong dream of seeing a male stripper. So what advice could we give her?
But at 98, you can help. Maybe there's something else.
Maybe there's something else she should go and do before she hits the big 100. Betty Wright. You can tell she's 98 with that name, innit?
Betty Wright.
Betty Wright.
That's the famous singer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's her then.
Maybe she's pretty old.
Really?
There is a song.
Right, she's
definitely not 98 old.
Okay. Well, she was the oldest member, this Betty Wright, of the audience when she was taken to a Dream Boys performance by care home staff. Mm-hmm. They'd asked her what the one thing she wanted to do was, but were surprised to hear her response. Ryan Mooring, manager of the Milton Lodge Care Home in Colchester, Essex, said, "I went around the residents and asked, if they could do one thing, what would it be? Die or get out of this motherfucker." Probably some of them said. Betty said she would love to see a male stripper, and for a 98-year-old, I was pretty shocked. So what, he's 98 as well?
Everyone's 98 in that home.
It's the 98 club. It's like the 27 club, but you just live to 98 rather than die.
Even using Windows 98.
Every Air Max 98.
That's it.
It's all about the year 98. However, just because you are in a home, it doesn't stop you from doing whatever you want to do. Well, that's a bit of a lie, to be fair. She told me she had a brilliant time and she couldn't be more thankful. Betty, who has been a widow for more than 30 years, enjoyed a two-hour-long performance by the best-known male stripper group in the country.
Apart from you guys.
I don't understand why we have to know that she was a widow for 30 years. That was literally nothing to do with it. Betty's alone.
Yeah, no, because I think maybe we'd be wondering where her husband was and why he couldn't strip for her instead.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
I mean, because he probably couldn't pull his trousers back up when they're down at the floor. You know?
Truth.
Wear those bottomless chaps then, so he doesn't have to pull them down.
Assless
chaps.
Yeah, yeah.
She enjoyed some eye-opening performances, including a wild western-themed dance.
Cotton Eye Joe.
You probably,
Wait, what was that? Can you sing that again for us now?
Where did you come from? Big tune.
That is a tune. Redneck, shout out rednecks.
They were urban rednecks. Mr. Mooring said, "The ladies absolutely loved it. Betty has wanted this for about a year." And you only just gave it to her. She does nothing with her time, and you asked her a year ago and then took her to a strip.
Yeah.
She could have, no offence, but...
She may not have joined the 98 club.
You know what I mean? She's a saucy old girl, according to Mr. Mooring.
Is he a cockney, do you think? She's a saucy old girl. How else do you say that? I didn't say that in a posh voice, do you?
He's from Essex, so...
Oh, so he definitely is.
She's a saucy old girl.
A saucy old girl.
Yeah. Saucy. It's a good word, saucy. I like that.
Too much sauce.
Yes,
it's Gucci,
mate. I wouldn't mind being called saucy. It's a bit cheeky.
Would you mind being called an old girl?
Yeah, I would. Let's just say saucy girl. I don't know why the old has to be in there. Or young. Young girl.
To be fair, she's 98.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think she's going to have her ready. Look, is that her there on the left?
Yeah.
So cute. Old people are so cute.
Yeah.
They're like babies again.
Oh. Why? Because they shit the bed and cry a lot.
Yeah. Don't you think it's like going full circle being old?
Yeah, yeah. You lose your hair, you lose your teeth, you shit and piss in bed, you become...
You're more reliant on other people.
And then you go back into a hole.
Guys, this is my birthday show, so stop making me depressed. Like, another year older, so you just start shitting yourself soon.
Shitting
and, and get back wearing nappies.
Get some tanner ladies, is that?
So you don't look a day over 23.
You don't.
Oh, thanks, Harley. Thank you very much. But what can we say to Betty? What can... Do you know don't ruin it by laughing.
I wasn't. No, I was laughing because you moved swiftly on.
Yeah, I did, because you got me all right. But what can Betty do? How can we offer some advice? Where do you go after Dream Boys at 98?
Me, I had to privacy my own bedroom to... Yeah, not going to throw that one out there. She's a 98-year-old woman.
Do you know, maybe she can find out if Secret Cinema are doing any, like, porn films. Oh. Like, interactive.
Interactive.
You're never
films.
Too old for masturbation, I say.
No.
That's true.
No,
she probably already does.
Yeah, but I was going straight after Dream Boys. You might want to go and strum one out. Do you know what I mean? So
2 hours of Dream Boys. They are fit, aren't they, for 2 hours of that.
So just dancing. What, you've never danced for 2 hours?
Yeah, but not in a routine with pulling my clothes off as well.
Oh,
yeah,
come you're getting,
if anything,
you not falling out.
All right, yeah. 3 hours, actually. Three.
And if anything, you're getting cooler as you go.
Isn't it?
Literally, you're removing layers and you're getting paid for it.
No, but you don't just do one strip and then you're naked on stage
for two hours. I like to save time. So if I was a stripper, I'd come
just
out already naked.
Walk back.
I'd show you what I was wearing before. I'd come out holding the garms I was wearing,
that's
but
not
naked.
Right?
I'd come out naked, bust 5 burpees, and I'm gone. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know? I'd come out and I'd do squats.
Squats
with my hand behind my head, like El Chapo. Yeah.
Do you think it can be quite sexy, the burlesque stripping kind of dance?
Well, not revealing too much.
Yo, do you know, I'm not into this all like teasing stuff, do you know what I mean? Like two minutes foreplay and I need to jump straight into business.
Oh,
do you get
naked straight away then when you get down to it?
Yo.
There's no like kind of taking stuff off slowly and...
Nah.
What is this?
These guys aren't romantic.
Here, that's not romantic.
It's kind of sexy though, isn't it? Yeah.
Time wasting.
No, I literally Hulk Hogan my own
makes
t-shirt
more,
off.
Makes it more impactful.
Yeah, I'd say I'm with Harley. Harley and I like to do striptease.
If I'm going on a date, I've got my Kappa Poppers on ready. Do you know what I mean?
Kappa Popper.
Say, for instance, you ain't had a tactical wank, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you spend 10 minutes taking each other's clothes off and then you bust a nut in like 2 minutes.
I would have bust before I even got my clothes off if I put that tactical wank in, you know what I mean?
No pants, I bet you wear as well.
Just straight budgie smugglers all the time.
No, I wear wife fronts for sex, but just take my willy out of the...
Also, I've never heard you say the word willy before.
I know,
it's such a silly word.
No, but you can't say wife fronts and then in the same sentence say dick or like a manly thing. You have to say willy to say wife fronts. Dicks don't belong in wife fronts. Only willies belong. Yeah.
Don't the wife fronts have the little slit where the willy can just pop through?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I use them for sex. Get me?
I just drop it out the side, bro. I'm not even looking for that slit. I'm
side of the popper trousers, cappers.
Yo, I don't even wear pants, mate.
Thought so.
Anyway, I love
it. Go on, Betty. That's nice. Hope
yeah,
nice
I think
time.
Start. I think continue, man. Like, see out your twilight years, and just do whatever you want to do. If you ain't hurting anyone, it's your world, girl.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well that's good.
Should we get into a song?
Yeah,
we've got a guest in. Now he's arrived on time.
Oh
so.
Man, this is a first. I don't know what to do now.
When manna come, no say the dance get done. Say everything love me, wait for the dang of done. Say run upon them, violate them timpans so. Everything love, no say we run the town, clown. Don't know we run the town, don't know we run the town. Say don't know we run the town, don't know we run the town. Don't know we run the block, don't know we run the song. Don't know we run the town, don't know we run the town. Stay so sharp, X top sharp. Triple A holder, Eskimo clubber. Might go cop a new bike this summer. Used to do moves on a runner. Safe, Benz not a Beamer. Nike or Fila. Free reloads at Wembley Arena. Ain't your typical average geezer. So it's big money for a feature. Safe, Bloodline sector. Shut down Leicester. Guys do stuff like put one member. If I'm at a rave and I pick up the mic, believe the promoters gotta pay extra. Couple extra, kiss one extra. Cats want more so I give a little extra. Man try diss me, everything censor. Draw got a very bad temper. Safe,
yeah. When manna come, no say the dance gets done. Everything love me, wait for the dance of girl. Say run upon them, violate them timpans so.
hype, that's you. But fuck chicks, that man boss you. See, what one ain't got us to. Big man ting ain't got us to. Only no one's cosign. Got bare waist, man, I'm a phone line. So I change up my number in no time. Know that I'm there when it's showtime. Don't start beef, just end that. Come to a set, then press that. Girl got bruised, so I left that. But I ain't gonna stress that. Look, anyway, scratch that. Got blood that I've written on my snapback. Shit, even though I drove here. Look, might get a cab back.
Yeah, yeah. When manna come, no say the dance get done. Say everything love, mate, wait for the dango done. Say run upon them, violate them timpans, so everything love, no say we run the town.
Joined by Jest.
If you could magically rid the planet of one thing, who or what would it be and why?
Rupert Murdoch's media monopoly. Such a huge amount of the media, or the mainstream media, is controlled by this guy. Even down to Vice, he bought a controlling share in Vice. People think it's some kind of alternative hipster form of, you know, yeah. It's owned by Rupert Murdoch. Over the last however many elections, you see things like just by being able to get Rupert Murdoch to make the Sun readership go from being like the Sun is a pro-Labour paper to it's a pro-Tory paper. It's kind of crazy.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and my Stiggy.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
It's FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We have our only guest of the day in. It's Marga.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's
yes,
going
yes.
on?
I'm good, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good, good. You look relaxed. And obviously you're a slim guy, so that we'll establish the origins of the name. Yeah, we're assuming it's
Marga, yeah, of course. Of being slim.
That's right.
How long have you? Did the name come about before MCing? Were you just called? Was that your?
Yeah, that was my name originally. Yeah, yeah. You know, like from family, like my nan, my mum, etc. They all used to call me Marga. Yeah. Not so much birth certificate, but my real name's Daniel. So yeah,
fair.
I reckon if we had a Marga off, I'd win.
I reckon you might become a close second.
I've been going gym, so I'd probably just, you know.
No, you eat Marga.
I've lost a lot of weight. To be fair, I'm wearing two t-shirts and I've lost a bit of weight recently, but yeah, maybe it's just out of you three, I suppose. Go on then. But yeah, man, new single.
Yeah. You're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Well, it's jokes because do you remember Bashy years ago? Mm-hmm. Had the
Suck Your Mum Volume 1.
Suck Your Mum Volume 1.
Guys,
you don't get you don't get better titles than ones that just randomly insult your parents. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? I think that they're the most striking titles. Do you know what I mean? Why your dad? Why the title?
Well, it's two reasons. Yeah, that reason being like grime, I didn't want to have no holdbacks.
Yeah, of course. No holds barred, exactly. Yeah.
Definitely. And the second reason is just obviously because of the tune. The tune's that based on hate, that some guys hating on me, etc. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying like a lot of the youth that are going through this hate are either going in prison or like ending up in trouble or from like fatherless homes and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I'm taking the mic, but then a real situation.
Social commentary at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and no, I like that a lot. I like that a lot. I will say that to anyone and anything. Mm. So like, you know, if like a photocopy machine is working, I'm like, your mum and all your dad. Yeah. I will literally cuss anyone or anything's mum under my breath. Or, do you know what I mean?
Bro, I'm telling like my shoelaces to suck their mum. You know
what I mean? Yeah. What are you tying them? Suck your mum. Can't you be a man? Can't you do yourselves? do you know what? We're so intrigued that I think without further ado, we should hear your dad. Yeah. And it would be great if you do us the honour of introducing the song for you, and we'll have a chat on the other side. You could help us with some Wednesday wisdom. And then we got some games as well. Natalie's gassed.
Okay. This one, Myself Marga, it features Sass Killer. It's called Your Dad. Chill.
Yeah. None of us switch it. Growing up broke, don't blame me, G, your daddy's the dickhead. 2-2 man, one act up, then try and run with the stylie. 2-2 man, a man actors, in real life they're hiding. 2-2 girl, one act up, I didn't make them wifey. Them man, I think I can never let a good friend's up walk by me. 2-2 snakes and the guards, I got a man moving savage. 2-2 packs from Barcelona, got a man speaking Spanish. 2-2 trips to the homeland, got a man talking magic. We carry sticks like Wonder, we'll make a grown man vanish. 2-2 man move hard, we better get touch their system. 2-2 man move hard, we don't think they're better get fit. Keep your distance, none of us fit you. Growing up broke, don't blame me, to your dad is the dickhead. Vanish, letting off steam like cabbage. Can't wait to do man damage. So man savage, man can't ride my carriage. Only God knows what the licks I'll manage. Work with man that'll get you jacked up, and they don't work in no blood clot garage. Manic, always can't never panic. The weed that I smoke's organic. The girl that I wife live lavish. Can't tell me that I'm out moving forward. R6 don't see traffic. Don't rely on no one to back it. Rain on the old black jacket. 2-2 man move hard, but they better get touch their system. 2-2 man move hard, you don't think they're bad. And them men are posing idols. Little man, they grew up on YouTube. Nigga, I grew up on vinyl. Man can't tell me about Tony. Man can't tell me about Nigel. And they ain't giving no statements. Middle finger to the 5-0. Scared up, papa, I'm back. That's how we season a beef with man. Looking at the bottom of the barrel like that. Hoping the motherfucking peace will jam. 2-2 man with a hate man. All over the teeth in my shit. That's why 2-2 names in the game are gonna get a gift from Mike Cliff. 2-2 man, move hard, but they better get touched their system. 2-2 man, move
hard, you don't think their blood clot get fit. Keep your distance, none of us fit you. Growing up broke, don't blame me to your dad is the dickhead.
Trust me fam, all these stone faced youths moving around like fucking zombies, blood. Like trying to target man and that. And you know what though, like fucking don't try and blame me, you know. Blame your dad fam, he didn't fucking survive for your family.
Done though. Marga's inside right now.
Jeez. Oi, that was hard, you know. That was, I didn't even listen I to none know. Of your lot's conversation. I just had my headphones and every vibe. I'm like, writing the track down in my phone now.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah,
it's
that
not
was
a hard one to forget.
Not yeah. at all. Your dad. that was Marga featuring Saskila. Did you see Saskila on BBC Breakfast News
the other day? Yeah.
That was some funny shit. That was incredible. Again, it was a bit like the song Your Dad. It was funny, you know, we could laugh at it, but at the same time it was quite deep. The fact that he had to go on TV and say he did a Kanye West by going, Therese May don't even like black people.
Basically.
The man. Do you know, I love the fact that he was inclusive.
Yeah.
He didn't just go, oh, she don't care about the man dim. Exactly. He went, she don't care about the man dim, she don't care about the gal dim. I was like, do you know what? My G. I just had my fist up watching the whole thing, you know. Yeah. Shout outs to Saskila as well, man.
Yeah,
big shout out.
I mean, I'll rate anyone who goes on the news and uses like words that the rest of us are using in it. I don't have to put on like my posh voice. Yeah. You know, if it slips out, people know. I've seen it on BBC News. Yeah. Like,
fam, believe. As you'll probably know, I just got like a gig doing like voiceover stuff on ITV.
Did you?
I said gassed on ITV2 yesterday.
Legit,
and they were cool with it.
Yes.
Legit went gassed on ITV2, and it was cool. So I'm going to do more.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, right, isn't it?
Next time I might sneak in a little sucky mum.
Try drop like a 2-2s or something.
Might,
you know what I mean?
I might. Yeah. And then I'll probably be announcing the fact that I got fired, but it doesn't matter. I still got to say it. Because I actually asked the guy yesterday, I said, what is the delay between me talking and people hearing it on the telly? He's like, about a second, but only because it's quite a big thing and it has to be squashed down because it's digital, isn't it? So I was like, so effectively, if I just went mad. Mm. You couldn't actually stop me. He was like, nah, you'd be able to get a good few seconds.
Oh my gosh.
So now I'm thinking forward to when I'm leaving. No, I'm joking. I love ITV too. I love working for them. So yeah, big ups to them. Let's get into
a game.
Okay.
Yeah,
ready for this?
I'm ready, bro.
Okay, well, we're inspired by your song. Your dad. So we have found seven clips of someone saying the word daddy.
Okay.
Oh. All you have to do is tell me if it comes from a porn film or a regular feature film or TV show. Hey. Simple. Okay? Right.
This is good. Now we're talking. Whoa. This game ain't so bad.
So it's like a porn film.
It's either a porn film or a film or a TV show. Oh, so porn or not
so
porn.
So film and TV show in the same category.
Yeah, yeah.
So
if you can guess what it is, then you get loads of points because it's in porn. What's impossible, but have a go.
Yeah, I'll guess which porn it's in.
Okay. Yeah. I've got more chance of guessing what porn is in the regular films.
So this answers a lot of questions. So I actually got in here at 2:30 today and I was sat in the office.
Would you want a medal?
Yep.
Yeah, I was late. Right, and what? I'm no joking, guys.
And, you just came to hang out for a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, damn straight. And we were sat in there and Natalie was like, oh yeah, well, we've been watching a lot of porn this morning, but didn't elaborate.
Didn't contextualise.
No, not at all. So I'm glad that this is why.
That's true. I did want to elaborate. Well, should we get on to clip number one? I just need to know.
Have we not got an intro?
Oh, of course we have, Harley. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Boney M.
Beautiful.
That is a porn. That sounds like it could be a porn.
Yeah, and Boney M sounds like it could be a fucking porn star's name as well, rather than the band.
Okay, here is clip number one.
Okay, Daddy.
Wow.
Okay, Daddy.
That's not no porn I've been
watching. That's definitely
porn.
Yeah, for real.
Could be, I don't know.
Gary Glitter will be like, that's definitely porn.
I remember, if you could have a guess at the film, or it would be good to get some points.
Can you spin that one again?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, Daddy.
Oh, I should have just played that.
That sounds like it's in the Adam Sandler film or something.
Okay, Daddy.
Okay, just have a guess. Okay, here's clip number two. Daddy clip number two.
Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
Just need to know if that's porn. no porn, what it might be. Everyone got something?
Yeah.
Yeah? Here's number three. Daddy!
Daddy! You can hear Daddy! You can hear that little boom sound.
Daddy! That's bait!
So flames! Fucking hell.
There's a lot of guys saying daddy at the moment, isn't there? Let's go on to clip number four.
Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
That sounds like Lissy, that does.
Sounds like Lissy.
It does sound like
Lissy.
Play it again. Yeah. That's probably how Lissy says daddy as well.
Daddy. Daddy.
She may have been in a film, porn or otherwise, I don't know, but just tell me.
I don't want to hear any, like I said, well, I say this every week, but I don't want to hear
it's
daddy
not
in sex.
Into,
no one can call me daddy during sex. Fuck that.
I can confirm it's not Lissy. She's a shouted out right here. Okay, so here's number five.
Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
Okay.
I reckon that's a trick question.
Yeah, that one's hard for me as well.
Okay. Well,
can I play it again?
Yes.
Play it again, please.
Daddy. Daddy.
Oh. No, the music in the background, that's not poor music, you know what I mean?
And that sounds kind of sentimental.
Points away here?
Yeah, I like these, man. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know ones. Share the love, you know the ones.
Here's number six then.
Daddy? Daddy?
Okay, yeah. For some reason, I feel like this is the only game where you won't need to hear the clips again, Michael.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah, trust me.
Nailed this. Yep, yep, done it.
I believe he picked him.
Here's number seven.
Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
That was too sensual to not be porn.
Okay. I feel like that's his trick questions.
Anyone putting any attempts at titles, or are you just going porn or not?
I've made one attempt at a title.
Okay, well, let's go through them then. Does anyone need repeats on any of the clips?
No. I know my porn. Don't worry about me.
Okay, remember, they're not all porn, or are they? Maybe, maybe not. But okay, what's number one? What's everyone saying?
It's not porn.
Non-porn, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone gets points there.
Thankfully, oh my God, because if that was porn, I'd walk out now.
Sorry. Highly illegal. It was actually from Finding Dory.
Okay.
No one got that. Right, number two, what are you saying? Porn, or is it not from a porn film?
I've got film. Just normal, non-porn. Yeah,
non-porn.
So I've got non-porn, but now I've looked at Morgan's answer.
Right, Mark, you're saying porn. You're saying porn,
I said
Morgan.
Not porn, but I said something from Family Guy.
Okay, but you've all got not porn, yeah? So that's correct. It's actually SpongeBob.
Oh, I had Step Brothers.
Okay.
I thought Step Brothers.
I fully thought that was...
All right, so number three. Oh, is it porn or is it porn or
porn.
A film?
Porn.
Can we just play it again just to clarify? Yeah. Number three.
Okay. Daddy!
It's the B at the end that kills me.
Is everyone saying porn?
Definitely porn.
Do you know what the film's called?
Guess. Is it Daddy's Home?
Daddy
is in the title. I'll give a point if anyone gets
Big
it.
Big Daddy.
No.
Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy Long Legs, no. Come on, Michael. You know, it's what could the film be called? It's got Daddy in the title of a porn film.
Daddy Cool?
No, it's not Daddy Cool.
Who's the daddy?
No, well, I know you can get
I'm your
this.
Daddy.
Come home. Come hard.
Oh, fuck. Wait.
Come on, think of phrases.
Come on, Daddy.
Call me Daddy.
Yes. Call Quindo, me Daddy. By Michael
Payne. Rap.
Call me Daddy, that is. That's
so is that 2 points for me?
Yeah. You're in the lead straight away. Okay, number five. What is it? Is it a film or a porn film?
I went with porn.
Okay.
I went with non-porn.
Non-porn. I went porn.
And then?
Non-porn.
Non-porn. Point for you. Because it's actually from a film called Dear Daddy.
Wait, let me have a look there.
Dear Daddy. I even crossed out non-porn.
It's porn. It is porn.
What?
Oh no, it's actually from Where's Daddy? Sorry, the porn film.
Oh, you can't call it a porn film.
So now I've messed it up. I've messed it
messed up.
That doesn't count. Who should I give points to?
Me.
Amarga.
So who gets a point? Harley.
Was it porn or not?
What did you say? Yeah, you're right then. So currently that's 4-3-4. Mark, you've only got three. But you can still cut ahead. Don't worry about it. So, number five. What was number five, please?
Non-porn, I said.
Non-porn.
I said film, yeah.
Could you play it again really quickly? Because I think I might know
the film.
Daddy.
That sounds like one of them... Was it Richard Curtis?
It sounds like some kind of like Disney, like almost like Game of Thrones, maybe.
Daddy's in the title of the film, so if you want to have a think about, throw some more daddy stuff at me.
What? Oh, right, and is it non-porn? Yeah,
it is non-porn, but it's
daddy's home.
Daddy's home. Oh, could be porn that one. No, it's not.
Daddy daycare.
Daddy daycare. No.
Who's the daddy?
Who's the daddy? No, not who's the daddy. It's a double D. in the title.
I'm sure. Oh.
And it's not Daddy Daycare.
No, but no, there's a word before Daddy.
Oh.
Dr. Daddy.
No, no. Oh, God. No, no. No. We have to move on.
Yeah,
it's Dear Daddy.
Dear Daddy. You fucking gave it away earlier.
No one paid attention. Okay, jeez. Number six. Is it porn or is it a film?
Non-porn, I've said.
I said porn.
I said non-porn.
Right, Harley gets the point there. It is a porn film. Jeez. It's called Am I a Good Girl?
Oh, my God.
Play that again.
I would say no.
Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Well, that could be either or, innit? Fair play.
And finally, clip number seven. Is it porn film or is it?
Definitely porn.
Porn says porn.
Non-porn.
Porn.
I said film, non-porn. Yeah.
Film. Harley gets a point there.
Are
you mad?
That's definitely.
Are you serious?
It's from a film called Mystic River, directed by Clint Eastwood, and definitely. Not
Harley,
porn.
Did you get them all right?
Two, three,
you need to get out of the house more. You.
And I swear, my mum's up. I didn't even cheat either.
Harley's won that.
Do you know when you
Harley's
said damn,
flawless victory?
Do you know when you said you were in a session six. Yesterday? Is it just like a porn marathon session?
So you knew. Well, that's well done, Harley. That's
yeah,
good.
Man. Congrats,
you know,
bro.
This is porn.
Why is it always Harley either draws with me or wins alone?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just he putting
researches,
that out there.
He researches everything just in case it involves in the game. Should we do a couple of wisdoms, humps?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's get on to it. Okay.
Who's reading them? Harley. Harley's.
That print looks mad small, yo.
All right, so just to let you know before we do get into these, we have the weirdest listenership the world.
Yeah.
So I apologise in advance for the questions that are about to come your way.
This is from Louis K.
Shout out, Louis K.
My new girlfriend is obsessed with dragons. She has dragon bags, scarves, hats, and even a dragon sex toy. I mean, it's not like she wears them all the time and I can get with the vibrator, but her room is full of the stuff. What do I do?
Burn it. Oh, say a dragon did
burn
it.
The room.
Burn the room down. Oh, say a dragon did it.
I'm interested about this dragon vibrator because it's going to have, what, scales
spikes.
On it?
Yeah. Scales. Wings.
Yeah. Maybe it breathes fire as well.
Chafee.
I don't know. Maybe it's just got like VD and it burns every time she uses it.
He doesn't mind it, does he?
Yeah, man, he don't really mind it.
You don't mind the vibrator.
For when you don't mind the vibrator.
Yeah, that's cool.
He likes that, but not the scarf.
But the room full of dragon related stuff.
Right.
Well, you just, I don't know. You must have a something that she's not too keen on, maybe. I don't know.
What could he dress up as to like rival her in her little
a knight?
Yeah.
St.
George.
Yeah, dress up as St. George. And then you're having all the fun.
Or a Dragon Ball Z character.
There you go. There you go.
I wish I knew the names.
Goku?
Yeah, Goku.
Oh, yeah, Goku. Sorry, I'm talking about Pokemon. I was going to go Ash Ketchum.
Oh, my God.
I'm proper shit when it comes to Goku.
Yeah, it could be like, go with Charizard. Do you know what I mean? That would be.
Oh, yeah, that's a dragon. No, that's a dog. I was going to say Falcor from Neverending Story.
Oh, my God, yeah. Okay, well, that's right. Help for Louis, though.
Yeah.
All right, from next one. Kareem. I caught my dog humping my granddad's leg for a long while, and my granddad didn't stop the dog until he realised I was in the room. We haven't spoken about it since. How the fuck do I address that?
Don't.
Never.
Just cut your granddad off, innit? That's it.
Excommunicate him from the family.
That is bare odd, though.
That is weird. But maybe he just couldn't. Maybe the dog does that all the time and he knows that, like, his leg's not going to get pregnant. Like, it does. Either way, maybe he's just thinking, do you know what? It doesn't matter. I'll wash these trousers after. Do you know what I mean?
This is lazy, mate.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, what is it? A male dog or female dog?
Good point.
Yeah. It must be male, though. Isn't it?
I'm not having
this.
It's only
males who do
the humping
thing, isn't it?
Females drag their bum.
Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe talk to the dog. If you don't want to talk to your granddad, maybe talk to
the dog, Dan.
Talk to the dog, yeah.
Does this happen often?
Absolutely. Well, consult the dog, yeah.
We've got me, Harley, and Justin, Michael, sorry, I have a mutual friend. And she was telling me the other day about when she first got a cat. And she was in bed and she woke up and the cat, because a girlfriend had shouted because the cat was trying to draw milk from her nipple.
Oh, my gosh.
And, but she had slept through it, and then she had to have like an awkward conversation with a girlfriend. Oh, be right. Like, yo, I didn't know, I was fast asleep.
Oh, what?
Mad. So could you imagine trying to have to defend yourself?
Because your moggy was trying to suck on your teeth.
Was she lactating at least?
No.
Oh, Jesus. That would have been sore then.
That's mad.
Oh, no, but it would have been all right if she had been lactating.
Alright.
Oh my god. Should we do one more?
One more and then we'll say our goodbyes.
Yeah, that last one shook me a little bit still.
No, pet things. From Lucy. My pet parrot, sick, has started mimicking the sounds of me and my partner having sex. Do I try and teach the parrot to stop or just sell the parrot?
No, you can make money out of this. I mean, like little pranks. Drop it round at your mate's ass when he's...
Oh my god.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yes, but it's obviously a very sort of clever parrot.
No, yeah, parrots kind of dope. Parrots have been used as evidence in court.
No way.
Yeah, there was a guy who was murdered by his wife, and the parrot started mimicking his last words that he had said, and he had been shouting his wife's name and being, "No, get the fuck off me." They find him murdered. The parrot just kept repeating that last kind of thing. Mm-mm. He used the parrot as evidence in court, and she got something.
She didn't think to kill the parrot.
I mean, you've got to be a bit. I mean, to kill a person, actually.
To kill your husband. It's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Don't do the bird. Don't kill the bird, man. Your husband's fine. Your spouse is fine. But not the bird, mate.
I feel like killing an animal is a bit colder than killing a human, though.
I think so as well. Probably. I think so.
No, not at all. You look. He's not fully serious as well.
How I see it is, if someone gets murdered, I think they might have done some fuckery in the past, didn't it? The animal can't have.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? The animal can't have done anything fucking in the past because
of course it can.
It would have just done what an animal does, innit?
Birds are up to
you can kill a pigeon, I won't tell you anything.
Because if you think about it, when Noah built an ark, he had two of every animal on.
Yeah.
But birds can fly, bro, so there's evil birds out there that God couldn't wipe out during his time.
No, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, the
fish, ducks, birds, they're evil, bro. That's why I don't go near them.
No, but do you reckon there were birds on the ark as well, though? Because then that would be even more evil. Because knowing you can fly and then still get into space. You know where? Noah, wait for man. Let me just fly down onto the ark here. Leave that zebra. Let me just get a little space on this ark. And you know you can fly.
And you know pigeons did that as well, innit?
Definitely. Shat all over the ark.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck pigeons. You could kill any pigeon and I would not care. I'd jump in and help.
Well, farmers get paid per pigeon they kill.
I ate pigeon recently.
Yeah, but it's a delicacy in Scotland.
Bro, it's all about Mars bars. That country's weird, isn't it? Like, let them do them in
it. Is a wood pigeon. It's not just a pigeon. Yeah, it's not just,
a pigeon made of wood.
Oh, wait, if you're saying that, if you liked it, Ollie, I saw a big plump one on your back garden earlier.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I think maybe, like, I don't know. Maybe be flattered. If the parrot's mimicking you. You and your partner having sex, then you're obviously doing sex right because there's noise being made.
Or it's mocking you.
That's true. That's very true.
Don't have sex in the same room as the parrot.
Going back to porn. I was watching a porn the other day, and I swear on my life, when midway through, the guy just started stroking his cat at the side of it.
Oh,
that's
God.
The weirdest shit.
What porn is this? Can you name it?
No, but I could probably find it in my history.
Dear Daddy.
There's one on Vine with that guy, what's his name, Big Papa, and he's doggying that girl and then he slaps her with an egg. I was like, oh my god, this is the new egg. Porn is crazy. Randomly slaps her with an egg.
Prank porn is the future.
Like a raw egg or hard boiled?
Not a raw egg.
That's good for your hair though. It's good for your hair. That's romantic. That adds romance to the sex. It's like, oh my god, like proteins.
I mean, I was only gonna lace you with some form of salty egg white in this anyway, you know what I mean?
Jesus.
And on that note,
thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you so much for joining us. You've been a consummate professional from start to finish, man. Where, before you go, where can people find you online, and where can they find your amazing single, Your Dad?
Yeah, find Your Dad. That's on iTunes, Spotify, all music vendors, and you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the same thing. It's Marger, ITZMARGER.
Love. Damn. Thank you once again, my bro. Let's get into a song, and then on the other side we're going to be getting into some more stories and maybe playing another game.
Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Let's trace the hits, check the file. Let's see who bit the dot, check the style. I flip the script so they can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. It's when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody in the president's mix. And I would stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats, parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef and I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context, philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them, they couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears, my opponents it might take years. Pencils, pens, and scores, letters put together from a key to cause. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure, because of my culture I'm a perfect instructor. Style that a beat full of technology complete. Sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see and peep the technique. But don't sweat the technique. I speak in the street. Then I get deep in the beat, then complete. Pulled with the scene, never weak or obsolete. They never grow old techniques, become antiques. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more volume. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some souvenirs for all the years. And for the sort of thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. But don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Don't Sweat the Technique by Eric B and Rakim. That's another amazing dynamic duo that we've played today. We started the show with Mr. Mostak, and now we're playing Eric B and Rakim.
I keep thinking you're calling him Mr. Mostak.
Mr. Mostak.
Put respect on my name.
Mr. Mostak. No, Mist and Mostak, they are a dynamic duo, I think. Should we get into some...
A little story.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. How about this one? A Christian nursery school teacher is fired after refusing to give up her dream job as a porn star.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's a porn theme today.
21-year-old Nina Sky. Wasn't Nina Sky a duo? The singers?
Sky. Nina Scott. Oh, I don't know. What's that song called?
Don't you wanna know that? I never thought you'd be the one. Oh, no, that was Lumidy. Nina type in Nina Sky if you don't believe
okay.
me. They were the two twins. Maybe it was them that sung Uh-Oh. And then like Busta Rhymes was in the remix and Fabulous. I'm sure they sang Uh-Oh.
Nina Sky.
You know, two twin sisters.
Well, it's not happening in here. Oh, it's coming.
It's a piece of shit
talking
computer.
Talking about porn. Come on, Nina Sky. Let's continue whilst it comes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, cracking
Nina.
With our Wi-Fi. So anyway.
Oh, yeah, it just comes up as her. Even her Twitter, ex-religious what? Preschool teacher.
Maybe Nina Sky had no Y on E on the end. I don't know. Oh, okay. That's weird, though, because they were definitely called Nina Sky.
Oh, yeah, Nicole and Natalie.
Yes.
Yep, that's very true. Nina Sky.
R&B duo.
Yeah.
Identical twins, Nina and Natalie Albino.
They weren't albino, were they?
No, that's their name. Like Nicole
their
and
surname's
Natalie
Albino.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Sounds all white.
I wouldn't have just said that, Nicole and Natalie Albino. I would have just dropped that in there. That has to be.
They got to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Dude, it was a big tune. Was it called Uh-Oh?
Album.
But
what was the single called? The big single.
Move Your Body.
That's it. Move Your Body, girl. Yeah. Makes the fellas go. That was it. Yeah. That was it. Very and good. The thing is, they were both over the same rhythm. That's why it was doom, doom, doom.
Got it.
Actually, no. Lumidy's was over. Anyway,
we digress.
Anyway, so 20-year-old Nina Sky, the Christian school teacher who wouldn't give a job up as a porn star, not the R&B
dream
duo.
Dream job.
She hopes to make a career in teaching and the adult film industry. Yep. However, her Christian preschool recently let her go after she revealed she was working as a porn actress. What did you think was going to happen in there?
Yeah.
She said, I couldn't work there because it goes against their statement of faith that it goes against their views of fornication, like sex before marriage, and that's what I'm doing. They say it goes against the paper I signed saying I wouldn't do that.
I mean,
I feel
reckon
that wasn't the only reason.
I feel like if it feels like I'm gonna have to let you know at some point, by the way, I have had sex before. They might be able to see past it.
But just don't tell the kids that.
Yeah, if you're saying I've got a class of 9-year-olds and I get bukkake every Tuesday. You know what I mean?
maybe that was like the availability. No. It was like, what's your availability? Like, oh, well, I can't do Thursdays anymore because I just signed up for a Pornhub. And
They can't ask you that on a job interview, like, or this, surely. Like, are you a virgin? Or I don't think that's okay.
No, they didn't.
Weird also, that. Can I just say, I really like the word fornication.
So do
it's
I.
Kind of
I like
hot. It's hot.
Fornication, cunnilingus, and fellatio are all really good words.
Cunnilingus.
I mean, it doesn't sound as sexy when I say it, but you
that's
know,
that's because you
said
cunning lingus, not
cunnilingus.
Yeah,
like it's
like
clever bocaine. Cunning lingus. Ooh,
that is a good word. Penetration, I think, is quite a good word as well.
Yeah,
no, that always makes me feel like someone's just pierced a hole in a bit of paper, or like you've gone through the wall when you're trying to drill.
It wouldn't be like you want to come over and penetrate me tonight.
If a girl said that to me, I'd be round there.
Yeah, I think I would.
If my girlfriend said that, come and penetrate me, I'd be like, well, I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Turn around.
What about fornicate? That'd be quite
come
hard
and fornicate
well.
Come with me. I'd be like, yeah, just don't tell my dad, because the word fornicate is like the worst word okay. in the world for my dad.
Harley, you're quiet here. What's your word of choice? Sex.
Yeah, banging, innit?
lads.
Inside.
Yeah, I like it when they say that. Come inside.
Inside, yeah. I like having sex with girls that sound like garage MCs.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my titty. Her school even offered her the chance to stay on with a pay rise and help with housing if she quit the porn industry. But Nina decided to keep working in her dream job where she gets paid $2,500 per shoot. I bet it wasn't in the school. Ooh. I bet it was just the headmaster. He's like, look, I'll house you. And I'll come round and teach you how to teach
and
the
I'll
kids.
Give you some pee. Yeah, you can live in my yard.
Don't worry too much about this. We'll sort it out. Don't worry about this. She hopes to go back to teaching. Well, go on.
Just these last two lines are so dumb.
She hopes to go back to teaching, but doubts she'll get a job in a private or religious school due to their morality causes, which teachers have to agree to.
So she thinks she could just like go to like a normal school.
Yeah, she'd probably go to Stoke Newton school.
Stoke Newton school. Like, oh, by the way, I am a porn star.
They'd know already. They'd like. You teaching us to name this? Are you a supply teacher? Are you going to be permanent? They'd be on that.
They probably get some
stuff. I'm pretty sure as any teacher in any school wouldn't be allowed to also be a porn star.
Even
unless, what if you're a sex education teacher?
Good point.
You would be more educated than most.
Yeah.
What age does that start, the old sex
10?
Ed? Okay.
10.
You get you got really? Sex ed at 10?
Yeah, we started when we were in year 5.
Wow.
I think I started in year 7.
What did they do at 10, sex ed? Wait, don't do it till 16.
No, they... So what did we learn? Like, about condoms, about STIs.
10?
Yeah. That's when you learn, isn't it? Everyone learns then. I'm pretty sure that's...
I don't remember learning that when I was in year 5.
I do. I was in Mrs. King's class.
Oh, that's
and, yeah. Oh,
my relative, Mrs. King. Just,
yeah,
we learned about reproductive organs in primary school, but we didn't learn about. We just learned what they did, but we didn't learn about how to prevent STIs or STDs, as they were known then. I don't know when they made the transition and started calling them infections.
Yeah, but it's like normal to have a kid at about 10 where I'm from. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good point. Yeah, they got to teach you from young family.
I love this last one as well.
Yes, she says, I love teaching, I love sex. Mm. If I can get away with doing both, then I will. So she should just be a sex ed teacher.
Yeah. Or she could just be a teacher who has sex with her partner or someone.
On camera if she wants to.
Or just do brazzers in the school, in the classroom. Like most porn things, you know, you type in teacher on Pornhub, you get the best ones.
And, good advertising for the school as well, because most people's dads are watching that. And they'll be like,
I'm sending my kid there.
Yeah, that's a good
parents
school.
Parents' evening, I'll, you know what I mean? I'll cancel work for parents' evening now, you know? Imagine the queue to see her at parents' evening.
Yeah, like, they're not even in your class. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Your son doesn't go here.
Tell me my kid's been a bad boy.
That's so funny.
So what's your that's your advice for her? Just be a sex, do sex ed. Could she homeschool somebody? Or no, that
I mean, I'd pay for extra curriculum teaching. I've heard.
I bet if she takes attention, it'd be packed one as well.
Damn straight.
Kids will be just doing shit.
Is that her?
That's her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even be watching her. That's personal preference. I'm not saying she's ugly, but she's not kind of the person that I would be searching on.
I wouldn't search for her on Pornhub.
Okay. I'm kind of intrigued, to be honest.
I imagine she'd be on the recommended page, though. Or, you know,
she
like,
would, yeah. When you first open it, she's the one you'd skip past.
I'm not saying that she is very good looking, but not my choice of wank material, if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes perfect
wank material.
How could that not make sense?
Yeah.
What's your choice of wank material, as you put it?
A lot thicker than that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And normally a lot less white than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've got it. What do you mean?
A lot less white.
Like she's pale, you mean?
You're a dickhead.
You're I don't, you know, I'm normally either into Asian or black porn.
Okay. Okay. What did we, can I just say, Reese and I, when we were killing time, we were chatting and hanging out. There's a very special porn that we discovered earlier. Do you know about this?
So no.
Weird. Do you know
about Wait till I tell you what we looked at earlier. Harley knows this. Everyone's a fan of the hemorrhoid porn, which is a thing, which we looked at earlier.
Oh, yeah, hemorrhoid porn is a thing.
We looked at that. We looked
hemorrhoid
at
porn. Yes, why do I know this?
I don't know, because I feel like if anyone's going to be
to be
very
fair,
quiet.
You got 7 out of 7 on the porn quiz.
Yeah, that's true.
You know your porn.
Hemorrhoid porn.
It's a lot of women and guys. I had a little dip in.
With piles. Kind of, is it anal?
What they're doing is they're kind of
poking
touching
them
the,
back in.
They're
is
touching them in the front, and then they're like touching the bum as well, and like stroking them and kind of like masturbating their hemorrhoids.
Ooh.
If that's a thing, I don't know.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. You started this by saying me and Reese were killing time. How did the conversation get from whatever the fuck you were talking about?
Because Nat just said, what just fell out your arse? And I went,
speaking of that, have you seen this stuff?
I don't know. We were talking about hemorrhoids for some reason, weren't we? But
why were we talking about hemorrhoids?
I can't remember.
So did you actually watch
hemorrhoids? Oh, that was it, because I was saying that I'm partial to a finger in the bum.
Oh, right? Yeah, we're talking about that. There was a long conversation.
I'm all right with that. I'm down with that. And then someone else that I'm not going to name said that they have licked a bum. And then we went to talk about, like...
But you were only talking to Natalie?
No, there are other people in the room. There's a few other people in the room. And we were surprised that person had licked a bum.
Who was it?
I can't say. Definitely not on air, but it wasn't her. It wasn't Abby.
Is the person in... No, it wasn't Abby.
No, it wasn't Abby.
I can make an educated guess.
It.
Oh, shit!
Fair.
Safe.
Yes. So we were like, oh, okay. So then we were talking about hemorrhoids and whether you'd lick a bum if it had hemorrhoids in it, on it. And we were like, well, maybe not. Or put, can you have a finger in a bum if you've got a hemorrhoid?
No. I don't think it's even possible. Is there space for your finger?
Okay, so I've had hemorrhoids before.
Yeah.
No one going near my batty when I've got hemorrhoids.
Do you play with them yourself?
No.
Flick them in it.
Only.
Don't say that.
Makes a little noise.
I only go near them to put the cream on it.
He lets little dwarfs hit him like.
Do you know that in my research of hemorrhoids, Reese knows this, everyone's got hemorrhoids and they're mostly inside and they like protect you when you cough.
Yeah, so like your bowels don't fall out your bum hole.
Yeah, when you cough.
Really?
Yeah, they just sometimes pop out.
Oh, is that what hemorrhoids are? They're just the inside, outside. Yeah.
Inside,
you got the inside out bum hole.
Outside.
I feel like we've broken up.
She's dead.
Hemorrhoids are so painful.
They're itchy apparently, yeah?
It's not even that, they're just painful as fuck.
Do they bleed?
Not really.
Well, that's what I read.
But I read
the vessels and stuff.
I've heard
they throb and glow.
Sometimes when you first find out, you go to the toilet, you look in, there's a lot of blood, and then you realise that your body's prolapsed.
Now, when I had it was just like I just woke up one morning and couldn't walk.
Oh.
And then was like, what the fuck is going on? Looked at my batty and that was just
they were talking
how did you hemorrhoids my how, did you, how did you look at your batty
bent over in the mirror
just like looked in the mirror like was that yeah that's a hemorrhoid.
I know someone that has one and they take their photo of their bum a lot just to see how it looks like on like day
and it's like their camera roll.
You know those photo boosts.
They put it through Visco, put it through a little filter.
Yeah, when you plug,
increase saturation on these ones.
And then you can't plug your phone into someone else's computer.
Yeah! Don't trust my ex. Just smash the computer.
Yeah, so hemorrhoids, so that's where we deviate massive. I can't remember. Oh, anusol will help though, wouldn't it? A bit of that. Have you got rid of a hemorrhoid? I thought they were for life, not just for Christmas.
What, you just think they just have hemorrhoids poking out of your bum forever?
Yeah, once you've got it.
No, they just go back inside or whatever.
Oh, show us.
Yeah,
I don't know how it works.
Can we move on, please?
Okay, yeah, I think so.
We'll still help. Will we help Nina? I don't know.
I don't even remember what Nina
Who's
said.
Nina?
I don't even know who Nina is.
Okay,
well, let's play a rhythm.
Okay. Yeah, let's.
Peas, that's what I like. Pink 50s, that's how I like it. Big boy whip, that's what I like. Straight electric, that's how I like it. Yeah, that's what I like. When D's on the mic, yeah, that's what I like. Trust, bad boy beats, that's what I like. A bit grimy, that's how I like it.
Who's that fan?
Don't phone my phone when I'm writing. Play my ting, yeah, that's how I like it. This anti-vibe that I've been on, they like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she knows I'm a crime kid, nice and sloppy, yeah, that's how I like it. Dry mouth, sorry, that's not how I like it.
Lie.
I like this one, so 8 more lyrics. Yeah. Keep your suit, don't like how you bill it. No. You can't smoke with us, you're not winning. Move, yeah. Boom. Man, I'm a hating, that's how I like it. Man, I'm a rating, that's how I like it. The feeling of both just gets me excited.
Cash more. Three sugars, that's how I like it. Scramble my eggs, yeah, that's how I like it. Lightly toasted, that's how I like it. Your girlie knows how I like it. Bright and early, that's when I like it. Hair's all curly, that's how I like it.
Yeah, my mind.
Told you before, yeah, that's how I like it. Bone on silent, that's how I like it. My man, I'm a violent, that's how I like it. It's me, they're rating, that's how I like it. Them and they're hating, that's how I like it. Man, I'm spectating, that's how I like
it. Full money up front, that's what I like. Team with a big back, that's what I like. Text don't call me, that's what I like. Rice and corn beef, that's what I like. Yeah, that's what I like. Henny with a coke, that's how I like it. Warm ass Sprite, Marge, I like it. 800 brake horse, that's how I like it.
I might start my verse with, oh lord, check it, cause that's how I like it. Whole squad on violence, man still duck from Trident. No time for the talk, I'm grinding. Everybody on job over here. All my dogs move work on the pavement.
Why?
And we make cracks disappear. But the but gym in the morning, that's how I like it. Bright and early, that's when I like it. Late at night, that's not how I like it.
Nah.
Simply the best, yeah, that's how I.
Yeah.
Bum and breast, yeah, that's how I. She come in the mini dress, yeah, that's how I like it. But the but curry goat, yeah, that's how I like it. Rice and peas, yeah, that's how I. Man, I make peas, yeah, that's how I like it.
Blah. Obviously.
First class, that's how I like it. Moving fast, that's how I. I don't need to ask, that's how I like it.
Blah. Three sugars, that's how I like it. Scramble my eggs, yeah, that's how I like it. Lightly toasted, that's how I like it. Your girlie knows how I like it. Bright and early, that's when I like it. Hazel curly, that's how I like it.
Yeah, I'm a man.
Told you before, yeah, that's how I like it. Bone on silent, that's how I like it. My man, I'm a violent, that's how I like it. It's me, they're rating, that's how I like it. Them and they're hating, that's how I like it. Man, I'm spectating, that's how I like it.
Yeah, I'm a man.
Diamonds on production.
I'm gonna call my first son Shabba. Alright. Fancy seeing you all here again. Yeah. No, I was just saying I'm going to call my first son Shabba.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they all heard that anyway. Don't worry
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's fine. I just say, on Twitter now is the cutest photo of you three I've seen yet. You're just
nice.
Really like sweet and, oh, Harley,
mean?
Come on. You look,
nice.
All look adorable.
Hard-bodied.
Oh, yeah, hard-bodied.
But we're all holding guns in that photo, but you can't see them.
Yeah, you can't see them.
Beautiful
yeah.
smiles.
Smiling gangsters.
Do you want to do another game?
I was just about to ask, can we do another game,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, of course we can. Well, I believe, we are celebrating, actually. It's Candy Month in June.
No way!
Well,
again?
Candy Month,
fucking
yeah.
hell.
Jeez.
It's, like, it's like Candy Month just passed last June.
Yeah, funny
it's
though.
Come back round again.
Funny, isn't it?
Madness.
So, what
let's get
we
a couple
have
candies
found.
In.
What I found, we have found, it's really easy this one, 7 clips of people eating or opening sweets. All you have to do is tell me what the brand of sweet is.
Is that all?
Yeah, yeah.
All we have to do. Fuck yeah. No, so making this like too easy.
It's brand of chocolate. Let's, I'm going to say candy. They're all on here chocolates. Yeah.
Okay. We've just chocolate missed a trick.
But like, but are they like, are they subsidiaries of bigger brands?
They're
so
all
like,
well known. You'll have heard so like, of all of these chocolate
no, but I'm
brands.
Saying like, is it for like Cadbury's, would it be like, you know, like a Dairy Milk
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, like Dairy Milk, but please. Like, but, or Whole Nut or whatever it is.
But do you know what I mean? It wouldn't just be like,
no, no, it can't be Cadbury. That's be the name right. of the product.
Okay? It's not Nestle.
No, I mean,
no,
there might
no
be a Nestle.
Brands.
We missed a trick.
Cameo.
Julia, get a couple candies. We could have gone with.
Oh, shit, yeah. Next time.
All right.
Next June.
Let's start.
Oh, wait, we have
start.
To guess what, sorry?
The name of the chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Oh,
brand, yeah. The brand of chocolate
opened.
From the wrapper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's people opening and eating them. So, okay, let's start with today's
if
game.
The jingle isn't Cameo, I'm
it's
walking
not,
out.
No, it's not, actually.
You're not serious.
I know, I did think this up, but listen, we got this one instead.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
There we go.
That was
chocolate.
A B-side.
That
so
was quite, yeah, that was quite a porny little intro.
It was, wasn't it? Black porn. That was your type of porn. That was your
that
other
was
type of porn.
Okay, let's start with number one. I need to know what is the name of the chocolate bar being opened and or eaten, please.
That didn't even sound like chocolate, to be fair.
What did
sound
that sound
like?
Bird
like? Seed or something.
True.
Sounds like my mum when she eats the last bit of the chicken bone. Honestly.
Okay, we all got something there, yeah?
Obviously.
Let's move on to number
two. Now it sounds like my mum when she's noticed that I haven't finished my chicken bone.
wait, was that also eating?
Opening and eating. I need to know the wrapper
again,
being
then.
Open and what's eating.
All I can hear is the wrapper opening.
Well, maybe because it has a wrapper on it.
Yo, I'll drop you a little hint here.
Yeah.
It was the wrapper, someone putting their hand back into a bag by the sounds
how
of things.
You know that? Oh. Interesting. All right, okay. It is. Okay, let's move on to candy number three. Oh.
That sounds like exactly the same
yo,
thing.
Yo, are these
happened.
Three answers are all going to be the same thing, yeah?
This is the same thing being filmed from different angles.
So these are real clips. Let's hear it again.
Why does it sound like he's pulled it out of a brown bag, though? Do you know what I mean?
Humbugs and
wait,
shit.
Play number two quick.
Yeah.
Same clip.
It's not the same clip.
It's
not the same clip at all. There's different bits on the end. Different right. sweeties. Okay? Right. It's number four.
I Are you fucking serious?
This is so stupid.
It's pretty obvious, I think, this one. Okay, is that
Someone's got a juicy mouth as well.
That's how you know it's like opal fruit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like someone's granddad smashing some Werther's.
It's not sweets, it's chocolate.
Oh, right, so I fucking start again, shall
I? I said chocolate. Harley gave examples, all of chocolate. It's just chocolate.
Was that four you just played?
That was five.
Well, could you play it one more time, please?
Okay, so we've got to number six. Chocolate, not sweets.
You're just a dickhead.
Can't really blame Jacob, do we? Okay, yeah. That's going to be very obvious when I tell you what they are. It's number seven. See, that's different.
That's look crunchy at, as fuck.
Look what's happening there. Look what's happening in that one. Listen to what's happening in that one.
I thought I've already written that one down.
Do you want me to go over them again?
I just need number four, that's all I need.
Okay, number four is.
You might as well start for number one.
Okay, this is number one.
Alright, I think I got that one.
Okay. Number two. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, go on then.
Number three.
I didn't know there were this many crunchy chocolates.
Oh, I beg we just go into the answers.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, man. Either way, it's fucked.
Alright, just tell me what you think number one is.
I got Kit Kat.
Okay.
I got crunchy. Go crunchier.
Yeah, Harley.
Maltesers.
Point there for Michael Payne. It was a Kit Kat.
Fuck.
Got to listen for the snap at the beginning, my G.
I thought I heard that on the other one.
Yo, I heard it on all of them, bro. Don't worry about it.
The same dickhead with a Kit Kat gets snapping it when everyone else is eating.
On number seven, you can definitely hear a snap.
Well, there are other chocolate bars.
Did you lot have to eat seven different chocolates to get these answers?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that was it. No, of course not. Fine. Okay, number two, please.
M&M's.
Mm-hmm.
You do realise as well, though, that when you watch someone eating a chocolate on an advert, it's probably not the sound of the chocolate. They probably dubbed over with just...
Probably.
Like a sort of...
Yeah, like stock chewing noises.
Yeah, and it might not even be chewing. Because, like, for instance, when you hear... someone's getting... if there's violence, for instance, punches, like they will just like punch some meat or something.
Also,
or
these could have been, remember that one, what's being walked on?
Yeah.
These could be the same answers. These could all just be crunchy leaves and snow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's number two there? It's all fine, but what's number two?
Maltesers, I've got.
Mm-hmm.
I actually said M&M's too.
Well, you said M&M's, did you? Yeah. I'm afraid it wasn't. It was Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, can you play again, please? Oh, the foil. The foil should have given it away.
It should have done.
Yeah, it should have. If it sounded like foil.
Yeah, okay, number three. No points to that one. Number three, please.
Lion bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, they're nice. That's a good choice.
Star bar.
Mm-hmm.
Orangey.
M&M's. M&M's. Oh. In that
one. So annoying. I've gone for three crunchy ones, but just the wrong way round.
Number four, please. Number four.
Dairy milk.
Fruit and nut.
Yeah, Harley.
Dairy milk.
Mars bar, sorry. Sorry.
That's why he had such a juicy mouth. Yeah. The nougat.
The nougat. Mm. Is it nougat or a nugget?
Nougat.
Nougat, okay.
I did have sherbet dib dab for that one on the last one.
I don't crunch that.
Which isn't even chocolate.
Crunch in there, was it?
Oh, yeah. All right, number five.
Who's ever crunched a Mars bar? Yeah, I'd take it back.
That's a good point, actually. Could you play four again, please? If it's the Mars bar, then it shouldn't crunch. Oh, no, it doesn't crunch.
No, it's not. It's crunchy.
That's a proper juicy mouth, that one.
Five.
Magic stars.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I didn't even write anything, but I'm going to hazard a guess at Milky Bar.
Okay.
It's a Lion Bar.
No, it's Reese's Peanut Buttercups.
Ah.
Oh, I remember that as well.
Yeah. One for you there. Number six, please.
I'm going to hazard a guess based on what these two say.
Freddo.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yep.
Fuck them, I don't know them. They ain't one, Hannah. That's
Freddo.
Galaxy. Oh, yeah. It's neither of those, so guess another one. Guess another chocolate bar. I'm really chocolate.
Chomp.
No, you can't have two guesses. This is for Michael.
You said
to guess
another.
No, I haven't guessed yet.
To Michael.
What did you say?
Freddo.
Originally. Freddo, what did you say?
Galaxy.
Come I'm going to...
This is a big one. It's got everything in there that you'd want in a chocolate bar.
So he's giving him all the tips.
Oh, yeah, double decker is what you're saying.
Nope, it's not a double decker.
Fruit and nut.
No, I'm giving it. It's a Snickers, of course.
Everything you'd want in there. It's got peanuts in it.
And caramel and nougat.
Oh, yeah. And chocolate.
Yeah, jinx, shit. Jinx. Okay, finally, number seven, please. What was that one being snapped?
Maltesers.
It was Twix.
Oh shit!
It was a Twix. They do.
That's why I thought it was Kit Kats. It snaps.
I got a solid 0 out of 7.
But the winner is Michael Payne with a solid
one.
Another one.
I feel like with these games, I feel like when it comes to a game like that, we should get like half a point if we wrote it down somewhere on our sheet.
I feel like we should get half a point for writing something down.
for real.
We'll start that next week. So
for remaining infused enough to carry on with the games, we should get points.
I should have done the porn 1 second. That would have perked you up, wouldn't it? Then I mentioned myself, do a porn game every week.
Yeah, okay. For real.
All right, so we get into a tune and then do some more problems.
Absolutely. It's Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
A man we passed just tried to stare me down. And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you? I had something in my heart and in your eyes. Tells me he's not someone just passing by. And when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? Dadgummit, who is he and what is a he to you? Now when I add the sum of you and me, I get confused and I keep coming up with three.
By Radio Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. This one, Carl, who is he and what is he to you, by Bill Withers. Sounds like Bill Withers had trust issues, man. No. Sounds like Bill Withers had trust issues and needed, and then his girlfriend needed a caller display.
We have a few people that need help.
We do. Yeah. Bill Withers. Just trust her, Bill. Could be her brother or cousin.
Is he still alive, Bill Withers?
I don't think.
And that might be a bigger problem.
Yeah, he's got bigger problems to face than not trusting his missus.
Well, I don't know, when you're dead, you don't have any problems left to face.
Good point.
Well,
I don't know, you ever been dead?
No, good. Yeah, that's a good point. All good points from everybody there. Yeah, apart from Harley.
Harley, quickly.
He's alive, guys. He's alive.
Point somewhere, quickly. Yeah.
78.
Sorry, I completely zoned out.
Oh, sorry.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bill Withers.
He was talking about Bill Withers and his trust issues.
But
he's got a song called Who Is He and What Is He to You?
Right.
Sorry. How can you call a song that? That is so jokes.
I'd be like, none of your business, bro.
Yeah, you don't make a song out of that. You just ask the fucking question, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe she didn't answer. He's so angry, he had to write a song furiously.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. You know them passive aggressive people that just can't ask, innit?
Yeah.
Go in studio. And then he comes back at the end of the day. Listen to this song I made in the studio today, babes. And he just leaves the room. This song called Who Is He and What Is
He
to You?
He loops it for song. He'll never know.
Shout out, Mr. Withers.
Yeah.
Shout out. Let's do some help.
Mm-hmm.
From Cameron.
Well, I'm Cameron.
My boyfriend wants me to peg him, but I don't think I'd be any good. What? Shall I just practice or just wing it?
So pegging isn't the old school clipping a peg to someone. That's not what they mean by
what
it.
What is pegging?
It's a sexual practice.
But what is it?
You'll have to look it up.
Oh, okay. I need some more
info. It's one
that
I'm not too aware of.
It's using a dildo, apparently. It's a girl using a dildo.
What?
Girls use dildos all the time.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Like every girl I've ever been with uses a dildo.
Oh, it's the girl using a dildo on the guy.
Okay.
And they call that pegging.
Why? Say peg a hole? I don't know.
I don't know.
Or maybe she just does want to do the whole, get pegging back in. Old school 90s pegging. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Close pegs to people.
Yeah.
She doesn't think she'd be any good at putting clothes pegs on him. But should I practice? Like, okay.
Abby had to Google it when she did it, apparently.
When she did it.
What do you think, though? The boyfriend wants it. She doesn't think she'd be any good. Should she practice?
So wait, what is it?
Oh, right, yeah, practice.
Just getting a dildo in the bum. I say just.
Yeah.
Well, practice, isn't it? If that's what he wants, then yeah, practice.
On
but
who?
Start smaller.
Right.
Maybe.
Get a mini dildo.
A gherkin. Get a gherkin.
A silver bullet.
Pelvis.
Love eggs. Pop one of them in. Start off slow.
I love eggs.
But I think. What does she want to practice? The movement, like the.
Yeah. How to.
They say the woman wears a strap on.
It's penetrates. Anal sex reversed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What are those love eggs?
They're just like little vibrating eggs that you can pop inside you.
And then someone else has got a remote control for them.
You'll come before the bus does. I think that's fine.
I like the fact that she has, or he, don't know.
Well, it's her.
Camera, my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, of course it is, sorry. Has said that her issue isn't the fact that he's asked her to do that.
It's two men.
Yeah, it's two men. It's got to be. Cameron's a guy.
No, isn't it anal sex reverse? Instead of the man sticking his penis up the woman's butt, the woman wears a strap on and sticks it up the man's butt. So Cameron Diaz can be a girl, can't she?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Cameron Diaz.
Otherwise, it's just bum sex.
Yeah.
Like,
with a dildo.
I mean, it still is just bum sex anyway.
Yeah, it's getting your bum in it.
But you know what I mean? It's just that I'm sure that's.
Bro, if you want to do it, just, ease your way into it.
Yeah.
If you don't, tell him.
What?
Lube.
Tell him.
Do you need a lube
him.
With that? Him that he wants
My
it.
Boyfriend wants.
My boyfriend wants a.
I'm confused by
her boyfriend. Her boyfriend wants it up the bum from her.
Oh,
with a
dildo.
She doesn't know she's got the pelvic movement
to
be good at it. So just dance a bit, innit?
Well, then put it in.
I'm sure he's not expecting you to be amazing the first time.
Then she's not worried about accuracy. Like she's gonna be able to get it in the hole.
Accuracy.
No, it's true. I think she's worried about the movement, how to actually. Because think about it,
gyration.
Exactly. It's usually the guy who thrusts, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's the girl. So now she's got to figure out how to thrust like a man.
Mm.
You get me?
Okay. Do you need to lube if you were going to do that?
You might just be into that straight dry bumming.
That's what I was going to say. She could go in dry. That's not what it's about.
Okay,
it's about
it's
the
thrusting.
Movement. Yeah.
It's
not about the size of the boat. It's about the motion in the ocean.
Is that quite tiring, the thrusting for you?
Is it quite tiring?
Yeah, I thought about that because you'd have to do that as a woman.
I don't realise till after. Do you know when I'm sweating, my heart's racing?
Yeah,
and
trust
I'm
me.
Like,
they used to call me Thrust 2 Turbo. I broke the land speed record.
Fastest bottom in London, used to say.
You couldn't even hear you couldn't even hear the fapping. It was so quick.
Oh, really?
It was just like one. It was just that. It was mad.
Right, that's when you're on top.
Well, I often change position because I'm tired.
Because on top there's upper body strength as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so it's just I'm a bit knackered, so it's your turn.
See, the only reason I change position is to give me a minute so I don't bust straight away.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You got to regroup, innit?
So if I had to bust, I'm like, that dog, you know, I get to take it out for a second, regroup, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I get another 3-4 seconds.
If I think I'm going to bust a nut, I'm like, did you hear something?
If they hold the dog,
I'm going to go and check.
quick,
and come at nice,
stay up there for 5 minutes. That's make some
it.
Toast.
Make it sound like you're fighting. And then you come back.
Stay downstairs.
Don't worry, babes. I got rid of him. Fucking prick. Yeah, where were we?
Okay, that's interesting.
Trust me. Oh. Pretend there's an intruder.
It's really good to know. Like, there can't be another intruder.
But
there's intruders just like every day.
The thing is, your missus has got to live in a really good area. Yeah. You can't try that in like Dalston. Like, who's robbing houses in Dalston? There's nothing to take. But you get me? Like, Southwest London.
So funny. Your girlfriend's getting robbed 3 times a day, yeah, four or 5 days a week.
Well, no, she's not, because I'm there preventing it.
Yeah, but she'll come around, there's a for sale sign, because she's like, clearly it's dodgy in Chiswick where I live.
Yeah, but she's not actually getting robbed.
She thinks she's getting robbed.
And she's just like, ah, my boyfriend's so amazing.
Exactly. Even during sex, he'll go out there and, you know, fight him
naked with a hard on. You're about to deter any intruder with that.
It's true, actually.
Yo, come then, bro.
Okay, we've helped Cameron. Let's go on to the next one.
This is my favourite name of a person. Shook guy from North London.
This is Harlan.
Legend.
I woke up in the middle of the night at Glastow. Needed a wee, but the toilets were far away and disgusting. So I went into an empty bottle and may or may not have gotten stuck in the bottle. I've ripped my dick bad, and my girl is thirsty and ready to get back on it. If I tell her, she will shout, help, man.
Will she not see it if you've ripped your dick?
Also, why is your girlfriend going to be angry that you've injured yourself?
Because she's thirsty. Because
you're stupid enough to put your dick in a bottle.
Yo.
Or that's the only bottle she'll drink from. Also, she just wants some
No,
water.
No, thirsty for sex. No,
I'm sorry. I've got a couple things here. Is one, whose dick would fit inside a bottle?
Depends what...
Might have been an Oasis bottle.
Yeah, true.
It's an Oasis bottle, yeah.
Could have been an Oasis bottle.
And two, how did you cut it in a bottle?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Well, if it's stuck with the, like, you know, on the top, there's like little ridges.
No, but the ridges are on the outside now.
On the outside.
And it's not ripped for his pleasure when you go for a piss in a bottle, you know?
No, but in the lid, you see the ridges there? I bet you they're on the inside as well.
Oh, yeah, and then that thing as well. You know that when you, the plastic...
Oh,
when you
snap it off.
Yeah,
no, if it's
they
a bottle that size, that no male is getting their penis.
Of that bit.
He stuck his dick in the bottle, Nat. You're showing me a lid. Why would you piss in a lid? How small is your fucking... bladder if you can piss in a lid? And have you got a chode? If your dick's getting stuck in a lid, you've got a chode. You shouldn't be going Glastonbury. You should be answering them penis enlargement emails.
And you've got a press stud, not a penis.
Buying Glastonbury tickets online and ignoring them penis enlargement emails. How dare you?
I will say, if anyone has a penis of that size, then, you know, good for you.
Yeah, don't email us.
It's really fucking like, that's okay as well. Small penises are fine.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
I mean, it would be quite nice, I'll be honest. If I had a bladder that small, I could just wee into
that's
that
true.
Lid.
Yeah, but if you had a penis that small, you won't be relieved, would you?
I would never want a penis.
You'd never get relieved. Let's
no,
put it that way.
That's true.
I think... wait for it. Just wait for it to heal.
Yeah, but the girlfriend...
Why is he like...
He
must be like... Busting his dick like really far into this bottle.
Because only the piss needs to get in the bottle, man.
Like you air it, innit?
I reckon he was trying to piss in like a sports cap bottle without removing the sports cap.
My man
was trying to piss in a Lucozade sport bottle instead of a Lucozade bottle.
Do you think he was, or do you think he was like trying to masturbate into a bottle or something?
Oh, good point.
Because there's a lot of things here, and so he's ripped his dick bad, so presumably he's gone to hospital. But his gal is thirsty. She wants to get back on his dick. He's gonna have to dildo up, isn't he, or something?
Yeah,
he's gonna have to.
She's angry. If he tells her, she's gonna shout at him for having a ripped penis.
To be perfectly honest, by the sounds of that email, I don't think he's come down from Glastonbury either. To be fair,
sure.
He might not even have a girlfriend.
He may still be there in the field. Just
you know
like,
the ones.
What's going on?
Why don't he just piss in a bush? Yeah, that couldn't have been that far away.
For men, it's very easy. I'm very jealous when we go to festivals because you just get to wee anywhere you like.
But then in a campsite, if everyone did that,
it's stinking,
you just have a river of piss.
And I'm glad he didn't, so it allows people like me to do it. You know what I mean? So if he's not, I can, kind of thing.
Them right. ones. I think email us back in a week because I don't trust what anyone says within a week after Glastonbury.
As someone talking from experience who's had open flesh wounds to the penis, it fucking hurt. Like, so I got my dick pierced. Having a wee, imagine you got salt and sugar in your wee. Imagine putting salt and sugar into an open flesh wound on your dick.
I can't imagine.
Getting an erection is the most painful thing. Imagine a stretch.
Stop it, man.
Yeah.
My penis hurts.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Okay, what's
one more and then let's play a redeem.
Yeah. I'm glad that was a bit that was too far. You know what I mean?
I love this sign off. Very very formal.
Yeah, WN Bailey.
WN Bailey.
Damn.
It's my sister's wedding this weekend, but I've also got a shiner of a black eye. Mm. Don't you just say I've got a shiner.
Anyway. Mm. Used to be a blowjob in the hood back in the day. Yeah. If you got shines,
you get a shiner from a black eye from a blowjob.
Yeah, if you took a dick to the eye by accident during, do you know what I mean?
I don't think that happens, is it?
I feel like you would have happened to you, Nat.
You know when you got like really strong elasticated boxers?
Yeah.
And then the girl's just about to get, but then the thing just pow! Just
I've never had that.
Or
it bounces. It flings out. It flings out of the box.
I mean, I saw a guy on Twitter.
That could happen.
And then what? It's knocks you like.
So, like, yeah, the girl comes down.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, you get excited and you're like, and
you just go, pow! How big's your dick?
What the hell?
That could happen.
That would have lifted her off her feet.
You know, you went in brand new tighty whities, like
one of them, you'd have that, you know that scene from Snatch where Brad Pitt just goes off his feet and his body.
Yeah, it would be like Street Fighter. The girl would go down.
Wow. Well, please email in if that's ever happened to you. I'd really like to know.
He says, what are my options? I was hoping to get a gal.
KMT. Kiss My Teeth by WN Bailey.
This man is confused.
This man is so confused. WN Bailey said, kiss my teeth and gal. Amazing.
Like, please help him.
A shiner is that something a geezer would say? Yeah. Get, like,
no,
a shiner. Then he's saying a gal.
Yeah.
And then he's saying WN Bailey. This man is bare confused.
But I can just imagine him saying, just like, WN Bailey. Right, man's got a black eye, you know.
I reckon don a bit of makeup. Done a bit of concealer.
You can get that.
Just write it out. You look a bad man, innit?
That's
you
know a good mean? Point.
Oh, really?
That's a good point.
Like, make up a good story.
If you're going to a wedding reception. Why am I talking to WNB like reception?
Reception. Magata reception.
I don't know why I said that, you know. But yeah, if you're going to a wedding reception, you've got a story there. You know what I mean? Someone is going to come up to you and ask how you got that black eye. To a reception. Hey,
yeah. Reception.
Hey, yeah. Come touch me now.
And this is your opportunity.
In at the reception.
And this is your opportunity. Or, do you know what I mean? You could say, oh, I was beaten, yeah. Some guy broke in. So now he's got an excuse if he pulls.
Yeah, yeah. Right? You'd be like, how'd you get that black eye? I was having sex. You should see the other guy.
But if you do want to cover it up, just go down Debenhams. They do a bit of makeup jobs in there.
I reckon go loud and proud, like Reece said. That's an icebreaker. Like if you were at a wedding reception and you were single, and you saw a guy with a black eye, and he was, let's just assume WN Bailey's good looking. Would you not want to know how he got that black eye?
That's a story, though.
Especially, WN Bailey dresses suave as well. Yeah. You know?
he's got
WN Bailey
suit
on his cufflinks.
100%. 100%.
He wears a tie clip.
Yeah.
100%.
He sounds hot. Show us. Send a photo. But Bailey, you sound nice.
And send us a picture.
Okay. All right. Quick song then.
Quick tune then. Finish up, I guess.
Damn, we've only got we'll have about 8 minutes left when this song comes back. So we'll think of something cool to do for that 8 minutes. It's FUBAR Radio. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Hey. Yo. Look. Come correct, I conquer collect my dough. Come to rep, I come to wreck the show. We can swing for fun, just let me know. Conjure up these punches, then I blow. Hungry blood, I hustle in the snow. Conjure junkies love to get the snow. Music junkies love the way I flow. Break it down, I'm breaking down the O. Take them down, I take them down for fun. Take them down, don't wait around for none. Kick about, then I'm getting me some. Feeding my dogs like pedigree chum. Better have 16 shots in that gun. Call when it's 16 drops, your time done. Still can't believe that a man's not rich. Just look at all the rocks that I slung. Just look at all the shoulder man shell. Just looked up my crypt, they said shell. Heard them man wanna send me a shell. Them on a petrol like shell. Man just pull down the steps like L. Them wanna learn a place, hold the L. Man just call like L. Call one bar, we'll send man to hell. Take a trick, make a flip. Hate a raid, make them sick. 90s baby found grimy, maybe 06. I was maybe year 6. Rip my bar in 09. Since this shit's been a myth. Sinking all of your shit. Piss on any parade. Send your bar with grenade. Get the fire brigade. Mommy, look what you made. Throwing all kind of shade. All in their face. I'm all in the race. They're boring their ways. Can't get along with them. I won't make a song with them. I won't send my condolence when my bar pisses all on your rhythm. Blood, I'm here just to throw all the shows on my shell. Just looked at my crepes, he said shell. Heard that man wanna send me a shell. Them on a petrol like shell. Man just pull down the steps like L. Them on a learner place, hold the L. Man just cool like L. Call one bar, we'll send man to hell. Just look at all the shows on my shell. Just looked at my crepes, he said shell. Heard that man wanna send me a shell. Them on a petrol like shell. Man just pull down the steps like L. Them on a learner place, hold the L. Man just cool like L. Call one bar, we'll send man to hell.
That was a proper quick thing there from Cannon Shell.
Damn straight. Yo, Cannon's Nang, you know, the whole of school fam, scum fam, Sheffield City Underground Movement.
Yeah.
Sick. K-Dot, Tez Kid, Cannon, Milks, all of them lot.
I think I might have met Cannon. I definitely met a member of Scum Fam at the last Notting Hill Carnival, because I was wearing a Hall of Fame baseball cap, and it just says Scum on the front in gold letters. You can tell how, you know, my self-esteem's an all-time high during Carnival. But yeah, I remember that these two guys started going mad. Like, one of them started going mad and showing his mate, and then he introduced me to his mate, who was from Scum Fam, but I can't remember exactly which member he
could
was.
Could have been AK. What did he look like? I'm about to tell you.
White guy. That probably doesn't narrow it down.
Yeah, I mean, it was either, in that case, Cannon or AK or Milks. Fair. They're the three white guys. And
fair play. Well, we have like 9 minutes left of this show, so I think it's probably most fitting to maybe just get for a story real quick.
This is my favourite. Can we do the the shop sign?
Yes, this is brilliant. So a shopkeeper has been forced to change his shop's name, Singsbury's. He's been forced to change it, but he chose Morrisings, and he's chosen the same font, hasn't he?
He has. I think he's missed a trick though, and he should have got Mark Sing Spencer's.
We can do that next.
Well, no, because Morrisons have actually tweeted him saying that they think it's funny and they wouldn't take legal action.
Okay, cool. Okay. Fair play. Yeah, Sainsbury's are a bit uptight then, didn't they?
I wouldn't like testing.
That's because Morrison's need this fucking. Do you know since.
Yeah, they need this PR.
What? No, Morrison's. Shout out Morrison's. I like Morrison's.
Yeah, but
they're not Sainsbury's, are they?
No, true, yeah.
They're not even Aldi or Lidl. Do you know they've been like bumped right down? I'm just going Jack Fulton's and Home Bargains before that.
Right, so I didn't even heard of Jack Fulton's. That's how I know Morrison's are down in the pecking order. We're talking about some underground shops here. The owner of a corner shop has been threatened with legal action by supermarket giant after he called his store Singsbury's.
Why are they caring about that?
I know. This is like only store as well. It's not like he's opened a chain. But Jel Singh Nagra appears to have responded by trying to ruffle the feathers of another major chain by renaming it Morrisings. Mr. Nagra said, "A lot of the customers come in here for the banter." Love this guy already. Doesn't care about selling anything. Just wants to bust joke. The sign makes us a talking point. I do feel that the sign is bringing more business in. If I get asked to take this one down, I will fight. Legend. Mr. Nagra felt he had no choice but to remove the name and the shop. Mr. Nagra felt he had no choice but to remove the name, and the shop remained nameless until last week. Within 24 hours of posting a picture of his shop on Facebook, complete with the brand new Morrising sign and name, the photo has been shared 10,000 times.
Jeez. In the first day.
He's a marketing genius.
Absolutely.
I think he's from like Birmingham Ways or up them sides.
Yeah, like Bradford or something maybe.
No. It's
oh, is
more
it
like,
actual?
Yeah,
is it Midlands?
Yeah. I think it's like the Black Country anyway. It's around there, so like Wolves or.
I remember the first time I ever stayed in a hotel in the Black Country, and I was like, "What are you trying to say?" Because there was this book, and it went, "The Black Country Explained." I was like, I can explain that shit. you ain't gonna explain shit to me.
Why is it called the Black? It's something to do with industrial work or something.
Oh, probably. Is it? What, the soot maybe that they've got?
Oh, like the mines.
Coal.
The coal.
Yeah, something
right.
like that.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's called.
Fair okay. play.
I didn't know that.
Tell me about Black Country.
Where is
taking coals to Newcastle with that shit.
Why is it not the Black County? Why is it a country as well?
Because it's like
it's the countryside, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I thought about country like...
Or is it the Black County and I've just misread
no, everything? No, it's Black Country.
Right.
You remember? Can you remember Balls of Steel?
Yeah.
There was a guy, the militant black guy on Balls of Steel. Yeah, and he went in and he was like, oh, I'm looking to go on holiday. I'd like to stay in like Warsaw or like Wolverhampton. She's like, the Black Country. And just loses his shit.
What? What the fuck did you say? Just give me a motherfucking ticket to Birmingham.
My favourite one is the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my God, that one's brilliant. Yeah. No. Looking for a film by...
what's his name?
Action hero action plays hero. A robot android Arnold Schwarzenegger. What the fuck did you say?
No. Best ones where he's and they're like, oh, will you please keep off the grass? And he's like, what? Because I'm black.
and like, when he goes into the sports shop to buy the New Zealand rugby jersey, yeah. He's like, oh, I can't remember the nicknames. Like, the All Blacks. He's like, motherfucker.
That was a good show, that was.
It was incredible.
Yeah. Whatever happened to them people? Nedja's Urban Sports.
Big gay following.
Yeah,
that was so
Fancy a bum? Fancy a bum. The guy who hosted it used to be...
Mark Dolan.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I think that must have been, 10 years ago now?
Damn, that long ago.
Must be at
least he was
10
a host,
years.
Wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Did he have a show on FUBAR?
Yeah.
Oh. Man Like Mark.
Let's plug him real quick.
Yeah. Big up Mark Dolan, you get me?
He's currently off doing reality TV things.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, he did do the jump. No one recovers from that, do they?
Nah, for real.
I'm serious, though. You are injured for life. So, yeah.
Did they even give you enough money for them kind of injuries?
No, surprisingly not. Apparently, the pay is, well, for any reality show, isn't as good as you think it might be.
Well, you must have to sign stuff as well, innit? A waiver.
You can't sue.
You get injured.
You can't
see
for it. Yeah. So
I'd have put down a fake signature. Do you know what I mean? Okay, and I'd be like, "Yo, why don't you sign that blood? That's not me."
Better just go in Big Brother then, or Jungle ones.
Better to go in Big Brother.
Well, no,
I'd rather take lifelong injuries than go in Big Brother.
Yeah,
than one.
Me too. Because I'd inflict some if I was in Big Brother.
The only damage I'm doing in there is my career. You know what I mean?
That's
absolutely.
That's true. Wow.
Well, I suppose it's time to wrap this motherfucker up, as they say on all the best radio stations.
They do.
We've been Peyton and Sylvester and Renzo Nottingham and Sarah DeBunda. We love you very much. We'll see you at the same damn time next week.
Bye.